So we welcome you to Mayapur Dham Ki. And in Mayapur Dham, we get to hear Sikshastak. It was not here in this dham that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compiled or recited, presented this Sikshastak. It was in Jagannath Puri. This is part of his Mahaprabhu spending 24 years here in Mayapur, and he proceeded to Jagannath Puri. This was will of Sachi Mata. And then he traveled for 6 years. Spreading the holy name around. And then he returns. Well, he goes and returns. This happens a few times. And finally he comes back to Jagannath Puri and resides there for next 18 years total. There he is performing Nam Sankirtan, relishing, not just asking other huge chant. Or Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. He doesn't just give Prabhachan. Mahaprabhu is relishing chanting, relishing those Rathi Yatra festivals. There he is. Is Radharani now. There is her Lord Jagannath in the chariot and his whole Ras reciprocation going on. And more of that, Radha Krishna. Mood of Radha Krishna. Mahaprabhu is relishing in Jagannath Puri. But Mahaprabhu, well, it says external reasons for his appearance and then his internal, personal, private reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. So he has taken care of so-called external reasons. And that is paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya jadusritam dharma samsapanarthaya sambhavami yuge. He has done that part. That obligation is kind of over, duly completed. And now he is He wants to go internal, personal, private reason. And that is Radharani. Who is this Radharani? And what does she think when she is with me and relishing Krishna prema, and what is on her mind? What does she think? How does she enjoy? And Lord wants to know, we are trying to summarize. Lord wants to understand Radharani, understand the mood of Radharani. So that is going very deep. It's a deeper, vast, very high subject matter or the realm. So while Mahaprabhu is in that kind of mood, and now he's sitting down with his associates, selected few, Surabh Damodar, Ramanand Rai. All night long, because he cannot. So Mahaprabhu appears. Radha bhava suvalitam. Radha's bhav. He has Radha's bhav and he has Radha's kanti, Radha dhyuti. He has a complexion of Radharani, mood of Radharani. And so, while he is in that mood, and with his associates, we're just trying to kind of set the scene, or trying to explain in what context. Like in Bhagavad Gita, there's setting the scene, first chapter, setting the scene, and then topic of Bhagavad Gita. So, there's a little setting the scene for Sikshastak. There Krishna is speaking in Kurukshetra, and the first chapter is setting the scene. And here, that Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, is going to be speaking, reciting these eight verses, and this is the scene, or a platform, the forum, the context. This is the mood of Mahaprabhu. We'll realize by, as we understand this scene, this situation, the context. How special, extra special are these eight prayers, eight verses, full of Aimata Mahaprabhu Vaise Nila Chale Rajani Divase Krishna Virahe Vivhale. Day and night, Mahaprabhu, feeling the intense separation. From who? From Krishna. He is in the mood of Radharani, feeling intense. Vivhale. Swarupa Ramananda Raya Yei Dui Jana Sane. These are the two persons, Ramananda Raya, Swarupa Damodar. Ratri Dine, day and night. Rasa Gita Sloka Asvadhane. Spending all night, no sleep, sleepless night, staying awake all night. Can't sleep. These moods, this staying, keeping Lord awake, just can't sleep. Keeps thinking, of the Lord and relishing the moves. His moves are sweeter than the sleep. Krishna Varanam. No, no, no. Nana Bhava Ute Prabhura Harsha Shoka Ras, and different emotions is sometimes Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. So jubilation, lamentation, rosha, dainya, humility, anxiety, grief, eagerness, satisfaction. Lord is going through all these emotions day and night, especially more in the night these things are. He is overwhelmed with all. Kona dine kona bhave shloka patana sai shloka asvadene ratri jagarana. Every during the day he has some, he hears some topics in certain mood, and that mood lingers on, continues during the night. Sai sai bhave nija sloke padiya sloke ra artha asvadaye dui bandhu laiya. So he takes these two bandhus, two friends, brothers, Ramanandraya and Swarup Damodar, they are with him on his right side, left side, and nija sloka padiya, his own slokas, referring to these eight verses, these six shastak are his nija slokas, nija sloka padiya, slokera artha asvadaye. And slokera artha, the meaning of these slokas. And not he's only reciting the translation. And done with, okay, the next verse and next, as we sometimes do that way. Say the translation of the eight verses, but he's relishing. He stops in the middle. Something, he's stuck somewhere, and sometimes the gramophone that goes round and round, and sometimes, now they don't have this, this gramophone record, and this little pin, and so, in the same place, not moving forward. So Mahaprabhu would get stuck with some word, some letter, some meaning, some bhav, and he would, So, asvadan. Point is, his own verses, the six shastak. Not that he compiled one time and that's it. Now let the world read this, or study this. These are his verses. Like sometimes we used to see Prabhupada reading his own books. And of course he used to say, no, I didn't write these books. Prabhupada, this is your Krishna book and you're reading your... And it's not my Krishna. Krishna wrote through him, so he's going back to it and he's reading again. So these verses, eight verses compiled by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and... not that they are now printed and published and let the world read it. No, he used to revisit those verses, going back to those verses and relish asvadana, slokera artha asvadaye, along with these bandhus, these two brothers. In other words, the six shastak verses were compiled, uttered, recited, relished by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with also Govinda Leela Amrit. Krishna Karna Amrit of our who is that? No, Krishna Karna Amrit. So different Chandidas, his scriptures, Mahaprovisional Relish, the Natak, Jagannath Vallabh Natak of Ramanand Rai. These are the scriptures Mahaprabhu is to relish. So along with these scriptures, his own verses, the Shikshastak, is also part of that relishing.
Harshaye Prabhu Kahen Suna Swarupa Ramarai.
So sometime in great jubilation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, "Dear Ramanand, oh Ramanand Rai,
Nama Sankirtana Kalo Paramaupai."
While he was relishing these eight verses, Shikshastak, he used to stop in the middle. This is some of his ecstasies. Hey, Ramanand Rai, you know this Nama Sankirtan Kalo Paramupaya, this is the best solution for all the difficulties, problems, Upadritaha. Everyone is greatly troubled in this age of Kali. So what is the solution? What is the way out? The only way is Nama Sankirtan. And this is, he's talking, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So he, while reciting Cheto Darpana Marjanam, he's come, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. He stops there and he says, hey, you know, this is Paramupa. Harirnam, Harirnam, Harirnam Iva Kevalam.
And then, of course, there, right there, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he has put this, the verse from Bhagavatam.
And prior to that, there is another verse in Bengali.
Sankirtana Yagi Kalo Krishna Aradhan Saita Sumedha Paya Krishna Iracharan.
Sankirtana Yagya Sumedha, those who are intelligent. Intelligent people in this age of Kali, they will perform Sankirtan Yajna. These are the words of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is speaking in the middle of the night, in the mood of Radharani, and the Madhurya Bhav, and to Ramanand Rai, and to Sarva Damodar. He's speaking like this. That's the Sankirtan Yajna, his only way to worship Lord, and this is the way. Kalo Krishna Aradhan. Krishna could be worshipped by Krishna's Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is Aradhana, this is worship. The Brahmin is worshipping the deities. That's, so likewise, that Murti and the name, not two but one. One way to, the Lord is standing now in the form of the deity, okay, you worship him. And then now Lord is standing before you in the form of Naam Prabhu. And you worship him by chanting his names. This is the way to worship. I don't know. Somewhere I read today
The statement said that Krishna and his name, no difference. But there's one difference. And that is, of the two, the holy name is more, the Lord is more easily accessible through his holy name. Or Lord is standing in the form of the deity, that's Krishna, and then he has name, non-different. But in the form of the holy name, you have access to him. That's the difference, that's one difference. He's accessible in the form of the holy name, and there's a way to worship him. Paya Krishnera Charan, that is the way to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. Nama Sankirtana Haite Sarvartha Sarva Anarthanash Sarva Subodaya Krishna Premira Ullas. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of the waves of love for Krishna. So, Lord said that much. The next thing he says now is uttering now the first verse of Sikshastra. In that kind of mood he said, glorifying the Lord's holy name, and that's the way to worship the Lord. He said those remarks, and the next thing he says, Cheto Dharpanamar, Mahaprabhu is speaking. Ya Swayam Padmanabhasya Mukhapadmat Vinisritaha. Bhagavad Gita is said. Those Bhagavad Gita are those words. Mukhapadmat, from the lotus mouth of Sri Krishna, those words uttered. Patram Pushpam. Lord moved his lips. Said Patram Pushpam. Sarvadharaman. Lord has a mouth. He speaks and he spoke. Vinisritaha. Mukhapadmat Vinisritaha. So, likewise here, these instructions, the form of Sikshastak. Lord also gave instructions to Rupa Goswami in Allahabad, Prayag, gave instructions to Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi, he gave instructions to some other devotees, and they ended up writing different books, which Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the Chaitanya Charitamrita also has those instructions included in it. But there are still only 8 verses which are attributed to the Lord. Lord gets the credit for compiling only 8 verses, although other scriptures by our 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are also based on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to them. But still, these 8 verses remain very, very special. So all that Lord speaks is only a sense. There's no cheap talk. When Lord talks, it's not a cheap. Meaningful. Essence of everything. And then essence of all those essential things, essence of the essence is, are these 8 verses of, in the form of Sikshastak, which Mahaprabhu personally relished night after night after night. Not that he, I have memorized, I know those verses. And We don't finish with these eight verses and then we get go to something else. No, he is to stay in that mood of those verses day and night. These eight verses and other, of course, Gita Govind and Krishna Karanamrit and other such shastras, scriptures, reciting and relishing. So in that list is this Sikshastak. So at this point we want to, all of you all know Sikshastak, learned by heart. I think I'm making a photocopy and bringing for all of you. We will do that tomorrow. Today, so many things. Yesterday, meetings. But those who are able to say after us, or not after us, with us, Ekalavya Prabhu will lead us in these prayers, the Shastra prayers. Sing along. Trying to relish, and then we'll begin to talk about those verses more.
This is in a early morning raga, and sung very slowly in a mood of separation. Cheto darpana marjana Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapana Shriya Kaya Chandika Vitaya Vitya Varu Jeevana Anandambu
Divardhanam
Padam
Purnamrita Svadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Jayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Namakari Bahudha Nija sarva shakti Tatyatmita Smaranena kalaha Etadrusi tava kripa Bhagavan mamapi Daivamidrashim Janinanuraga Trinadabhi Sunichena Arorapi Sahishnuna Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Dhanam Na Janam Na Sundarim Bhavitam Va Jagadish Kamaye Manmani Janmani Shvare Bhavatad Bhakti Vaituki Tvai Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Shame Bhavam Budho Kripayato Pada Pankaja
Sita Dulisha Drasham Vichintaya Nam Galadashru Dharaya Gadagadrudhaya Gira Nakhen Nichitam Vahura Tavanam Grahane Bhavishyati Aitam Nimisena Chakshusha Pravrashayitam Shunyayitam Vatsarvam Govinda Virahename Sishava Adaratam Pinastuma Adarshanat Marmahatam Karotufa Adatava Vidhatulam Pato Mat prananathastu saevana para Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare
Shri Shri Shikshastakam Ki Jai.
The Mahamantra includes these eight verses also. When you say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All the moods are there. All the moods which are there in these eight verses, they have been included in the Mahamantra. Our Acharyas, we say quickly Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, and we go from Hare to Krishna to another Hare to another Krishna, and Krishna, Krishna, and Hare, Hare. But our Acharyas, they give meaning. There's meaning of Hare. We know one meaning. Oh, Hara, from Hara comes Hare. And Acharyas go deeper. First Hare has one meaning, and the second Hare has another meaning, and the third one has another, and fourth one has yet another mood. So there are eight Hares, and how many Krishnas? Four Krishnas, and how many Ramas? Four Ram. But Ram is also Krishna. That Krishna and Ram is. But each Krishna, Krishna, four times we say, Rama, Rama, four times we say. It has different moods, different feelings, different emotions. Different Acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others, their commentaries on the holy name. The holy name is further revealed. So, all those meanings and the moods and emotions of the Maha Mantra are also coming from this Shikshastak, or Shikshastak moods are there in the Maha Mantra. So as we said eight verses, and then in conclusion, Ekalavya took up this Maha Mantra also, made part of it,
and I was. Yeah, it is part of it. It goes together. Eight verses, and then you come into the Maha Mantra. They belong to the same family, same category, same moods and feelings, emotions. They will also try to write the verses of the day on the board tomorrow. I'm thinking I'm doing that so that you could look at the mantras, you could meditate upon those mantras, and we would be requiring some doing some aswadan, some relishing different words and meanings of those mantras. I was thinking of doing two mantras a day, but as today is the first day, and we had to also talk of some introductory statements we had to make, setting the scene, and a little kirtan, and prasadam late, and sound system was, you know, what it was doing. So we'll do just the first mantra today, then we'll have three mantras tomorrow, and then two the next day and two the last day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, so this is like one verse, one, sometimes two, sometimes three. So this way we'll complete. It's never completed. These things are never completed. I'm done with 16 rounds finished. It's not good to say that I'm finished. It's even offensive. I'm finished. We really enjoy when we're finished. If I ultimately finished, you know. Just feeling sorry, we had to finish. Is that, could I chant more? Do I really finish? Do really I have to stop now? I was also, I was finished, eight mantras finished. They're never finished. This study of this mantra is a lifetime study. You'll never finish study of these eight verses. Each time you revisit, study them, you'll derive deeper meanings, yet another flavor, and you'll go deeper, you'll go higher, wider. So this is non different from the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's difficult to find the Lord is Anant, so unending, unlimited. So this is unlimited. This topic is unlimited, never ending. There are some commentaries available of Sikshastra, especially Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He wrote commentary. Sanmodan Bhashyam he compiled. Some 400 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, that's some 100 years ago, he wrote a commentary on Sikshastak, which is available. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has written some purports on that commentary. So we'll make some references to these works, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. At I think during the day, if you could try to keep these verses on your mind, or maybe keep them in the pocket, pocketbook, 8 verses, and recite or memorize, or try to understand the word meanings also, then it will be easier to follow what we are going to be presenting here. So a little homework for you. Are you students, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is a PhD level. I was thinking, Bhagavad Gita is a primary education. And then Bhagavatam is what? A graduation. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is what? Post-graduation. And you know where this is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Sikshastakam is, this is where Sikshastak, the last, not in Madhya Leela, not in Adi Madhya, it is Antya Leela, at the very end of Antya Leela, this is the chapter. Chapter 20th of Antya Leela. So if Chaitanya Charitamrita is a post-graduation course, then this is the end, the essence of it, the conclusion of it. After Sikshastak, there is nothing. This is like a last word. That's the position of, and you are here to study. Me too, I'm also a student. We're all studying Sikshastak. So, if you could think that you are students, and then try to memorize these verses. And this is the time, I don't know if you are going to be joining us day after day. Then 4 days, a little more introduction, going a little deeper into the subject matter of this Sikshastak. So Sikshastak, keeping all the prayers in mind or in the forefront, you will see that there is a this kind of progression, going from one verse, there's a link, and going higher, going deeper, higher, higher. The moods. Like going from what? Sugar cane juice to? Then what? Gur? Then sugar candy? Then what? What do you do more? You put camphor, this sweet rice, you put sugar candy and camphor, I like that. Condensed, it becomes more condensed. One preparation after the other, going from sugar cane juice to the sugar candy. So these verses also get more condensed, going higher. Chaito Darpanam Arjanam, that verse, Chaito Darpanam Arjanam. This verse is, just we'll quickly run through, little overview, quickly run through the eight verses, see what is the gist of each verse, what is the teaching, the mood, meaning of each of these 8 verses, quickly. Yeah, first one is basically talking about Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to what? Sri Krishna Sankirtan. That's the conclusion of the first verse. And then there are seven parts. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, this is the eighth part of that first verse. And there are seven other parts, which are only different qualities, different attributes of this Sankirtan. So we'll get back to this, but that is the first verse. The second verse says, O Lord, you have invested so all your energies into these names, Krishna, Govinda, but unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for it. Na anuragaha. Anurag, I have no anurag. Rag means attachment. Anurag means to this holy name, I have no attraction. Oh, how unfortunate I am. What good is, in other words, it's fine. Holy name is supreme, all glory is all victory, and everything is in there. Haribol, Haribol, but look at me, I have no attraction for this. You have made everything so easy. But look at me, I have no attraction for this chanting. The contrast, the holy name is glorified like anything, and everything is this complete and so victorious. But look, I'm not into this, I'm not liking, I have no attraction. But you could, yes, you could develop attraction. That says the next verse. If you're really serious, do you like to develop attraction? Then what should I do? Do this 1, 2, 3, 4 things you have to do. Yatranadapi, Sunijena. There are four things mentioned there. Humble, tolerant, respectful, and not expect any respect in return. And what would be the result? The person who was saying, oh, I have no attraction, that person will do Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. He'll always chant the holy names of the Lord. If these four conditions are fulfilled, verse number 3, the four conditions, this, that, and then result is Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. Going to the verse number 4, Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. As one chants the holy name, he becomes free from anarthas. This, that, no wealth, no beautiful woman, no this, that, no followers. What do you want? What about, okay, if you don't want bhukti, what about mukti? Don't want to enjoy, don't want to gratify this body and the senses and this world. Go for mukti. No, no. Mama janmani, janmani ishwari. I don't care for mukti. I'm ready to take birth again and again and again. Give me birth. And also give me one more thing, my dear Lord. Give me your bhakti. Ahaituki. Unconditionally, I want to serve you. That's the verse 4. Why do you want to serve? I'm a servant. Ayi nandatanuja kinkaram patitam mamishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankajasthita dhuli shadrasham vichintaya. Oh, that's my position. Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram. I'm your servant. My dear Lord, please pick me up from this ocean, up this I'm getting drowned here, please help, 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 please pick me up. And fixed and as an atom. You don't have to make me garland around your neck or a crown on your head or ankle bell around your ankles. No, just make a particle of dust of your lotus feet. That's the verse 5. And then that was fifth. The sixth one says, and as one now chants, his samman is established. We'll get back to that part. Samman prayojan abhideyi also has been explained in through these eight verses. That, when that time would come, what kind of time or days you would like to see? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tava nama grahane bhavishyati. As I chant your holy name, oh my dear Lord, nayanam galadashrudharaya. When would that happen? Me shedding tears as I say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, gliding down the cheeks, the tears gliding down my cheeks. And Galadashrudha Vadanam Gadgad, my voice getting choked up and trembling. Some of those kind of symptoms. When would that day be mine? Oh Lord. So that's the mood of the verse number 6. And then there's all bhav and separation, feelings of separation. It says, yuga itam nimishena chakshusha pravrasha itam shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahena me. Oh, that one nimisha, one moment without you, O Govinda, I feel this whole world just big zero. Shunya. Shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Govinda viraha. Feelings, pangs of separation, I feel one moment to be 12 years or longer. I cannot handle this. Oh Lord, where are you? Where are you? And then, that was verse 7. The eighth one, this is Atmanivedan. The final and unconditional surrender. Oh, but it is up to you. You are free. You do whatever pleases you with, pleases you. Aslishava, he says, you may like to embrace me. Give deep embrace to me. Aslishava, padaratam pinastumam. Or you may like to crush me under your feet. You may like to use your hands and embrace me. Or you may choose to use your feet and kick me. Crush me. You are free. Whatever. I just declare you are. Aslishava padaratam pinastumam adarshanat. There is no darshan. Adarshanat. Marmahatam. You are giving me distress by not giving your darshan. Marmahatam karo tuva yatha tatha. Whatever. This way, that way. Yatha tatha va vidadha tu lampato. You are what you are. You are free to do anything, everything, but one thing is, Parananathastu sa eva na paraha. For me there is no
no one else but you as my Lord. You are my Prananath. You are my life. You are my life and soul and goal of my life. There's no one else. Whatever way you want to treat me, deal with me, you are free. You are mine. So that's the eighth verse. So you could, we're quickly seeing how it goes, becomes, juice becomes more condensed and further condensed and solid, and of course more relishing and higher. And so there's a progression that we have to take note. Not each verse is there's a string going through these eight different pearls and keeping these all pearls together as a one nice offering. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the purport to the commentary of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he's explaining this sambandh abhidheya prayojan, this thing. For Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we worship three deities, three different phases, stages. We worship Radha Madan Mohan, the sambandha vigraha, to establish our relationship with the Lord. Sambandha. Everything begins with a relationship. There's no relationship, then there's no going further. First, shake hand, right? Shake hand means sambandha is established. Instead of gun in the hand, that's another kind of relationship. You throw the gun and you shake hand. Other person shaking hand. There's sambandha. Then further talk. Okay, sit down. Let's sit down and talk. Let's sit down and take lunch. Or let's sit down and sign some kind of treaty. Contract. So first is sambandha, the relationship. So in these eight verses, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj is pointing out that the first five verses are establishing sambandha. From Chito Darpanam Arjanam to Kripaya Tava Pada Pankajasita Dhuli Shadrasham Vichintaya. Those five verses are establishing sambandha, the relationship with the Lord. Then he explains, sambandha comes abhidheya, means getting situated in devotional service. And you worship Radha Govind in that mood, or with his help you get situated in service, getting settled in the service. You have relationship, but that's more to that, to life, than just relationship. Okay, your relationship, what do? Next, you serve. And so service. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says all these eight verses are abhidheya. First five verses are sambandha, but all the verses from beginning to end are abhidheya. They are all about service, serving the Lord.
And then he says, after Abhideya, Samman Abhideya comes, Prayojan. Now what is the aim? What is the goal? Ultimate destination? Prayojan. What's the purpose? After all, what is the purpose? And Gaudiya Vaishnavas have Radha Gopinath as their deity. And there are different acharyas of this Sambandha Bidhiya Prayojan. So in the Sikshastak, the last three verses are establishing Prayojan. Nayanam Galada Shrudharaya Nimishena Govinda Virahina Me Aslishava Padaratam Pinastumam. Those three verses are Prayojan. That's the final mood and the consciousness and destination of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So that's the talk about how Sambandha Vidheya Prayojan is applicable to these eight verses. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also brings to our notice, he enlightens us, how this in bhakti there are also three phases. Sadhana bhakti, this is bhakti rasamrita sindhu nectar of devotion topics. There's a sadhana bhakti, there's a bhav bhakti, and there is prema bhakti. So the first five verses it corresponds with sadhana bhakti. The mood of five verses of Sikshastak, first five verses, is sadhana bhakti, regulated life of devotional service, and following rules and regulations, and making progress, and adoshraddha. That's another one. That's another angle. We'll talk about that in a minute. So up to the first five verses is sadhana bhakti. And the verse number 6, he says this is the bhav. Bhav begins there. Bhav. Emotions. Feelings. Prior to that, it's going on, making progress, getting rid of anarthas. Unless anartha we get rid of, there is no bhav, there's no emotions. So at the verse of Sikshastak number 6, there's a bhav. The 7th verse, he says, there's still some more bhav. At the same time, some prem comes into the picture. Prem bhakti. And the verse number 8, this is all prem, full of prem. Did you take note of that? 5 verses, sadhana bhakti. The 6th verse is bhav. 7th is bhav and prem. And 8th one is prem. Then there's a whole Bhaktivinoda Sindhu talks about it. From Shraddha to Prem progression. Adu Shraddha Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivratti Nishtha Ruchi Asakti Bhav and Prem. So these 9 phases from Shraddha to Prem, these are also The eight verses of Sikshastra, there's correspondence. Starting with the beginning verses, the faith, and you go forward, then you are developing sadhu sang, bhajana kriya, anarthin na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam. What is happening here? Anartha nivrati. And with that, when anartha nivrati, you are free from anartha nivrati, anarthas, undesirable things, unwanted things, immediately there's a nishtha, steadiness in Krishna consciousness. So after nadhanam, najanam, sundarim, what is? Immediately, person wants to be fixed up. Please fix me as a dust particle of your lotus feet. That is nishtha. And then asakti and bhav, ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem. The verse numbers 6, 7, 8 correspond with these phases or stages on that ladder from Shraddha to Prem. The ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem. Ruchi, oh, when that day would come, I will have so much attraction that as I chant the holy name, immediately, nayanam galada shrudharaya, vadanam gadagadrudhaya gira, my voice would become choked up. That kind of ruchi, that kind of asakti, also attachment to Krishna, and then bhav. Bhav what? I cannot, without Krishna, I cannot even stay for a moment. Nimishina. Chakshusha pravrusha shunyaitam. So this is this kind of bhav. Without Krishna, no, no. And then asli shiva padratham. You are my Lord under all circumstances. This is prem. So going from Shraddha to prem, and then you go from Cheto Darpana Marjanam to Asli Shiva Padartam Pinastumam, and there's a relationship. They correspond. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is pointing this out. And then as we had proposed to do one verse today, so we'll do that now. We did all the eight verses, and we could also say, seminar is over now. See you later, next year, another seminar. But we were reminding ourselves how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he relished his Sikshastak. Going over again and again, going back to it, revisiting and stopping and relishing before proceeding and stopping and chewing and digesting and taking another drop, relishing, making that part of him, making sure that that goes through the system, the consciousness permeates all the consciousness, these thoughts. Not that we want to just gather the information, but good is just information. We want to see what? Some transformation. Not just accumulation of knowledge, but assimilation of the knowledge. Like animals, cows and bulls and other, they eat twice, you know that? They eat two times. They eat one time, quite hurriedly. And their belly is full. But that kind of stalk of grass or whatever they have eaten, that doesn't help them, doesn't give strength. What they need to do is sit down. After the bellies are full, The cow's bellies are full then. Krishna plays his flute. And all the cows come and sit down underneath that tree. And what do they do next? They chew the cud. Yes, sir? Okay, now, and then bring another little from that stalk back to the mouth. More chewing the cud. When that goes second time in, then from that comes the strength, the blood and other things for the body. So first, as we sit and hear, this is jnana, but we want to make sure we become vijnanis. The practical application and that accumulation becomes assimilation, or information transforms us. For that, let it go slower, and or what we have heard, we'll have to contemplate that. Bring back to the mind and think of it and relish it, understand it, contemplate, ponder over it, and make that part of you, your property. It is now yours. Now that could never be stolen by anybody. That's your property, your knowledge, your realization. So, in one sense, we have completed our seminar. 8 verses we recited, and we ran through the quick meaning of each verse and some more things. But we need to more. Following the footsteps of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, we will be never ever be able to do what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did with these verses. But some attempt we could make. Of his own verses he relished. So we could make attempt to relish those verses. So the first verse, we pointed out earlier, the gist, the crux of the matter here is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. And so there are 4 lines, long lines, Bhagavad Gita has small verses called Anustup Chand, only 8 letters. Patram, Pushpam, Phalam, Toyam, how many? 8. And you go to the next line, 8. Another line, 8. Another. Like that, some verses have 8 letters, some have 11, some have 14, some have many more, according to different chandas, different meters. This ashtaka has different chandas. So some are long ones, some are short ones, some medium size. But this is a maha-large size. The first verse is long one. So 4 long lines consisting of 2... we could say 2 adjectives, or 2 of the attributes, or 2 of the qualities of this Nama Sankirtana, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Each line will say 2 qualities or virtues of the holy name. Two, and then 1. The last 4th line has only 1 more. So what are those? So this is what we had to understand.
Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadava agni nirvapanam. Whenever you come to could count 1. Sriyakairava Chandrika Vitaranam. 3. Vidyavadu Jivanam. Like that.
Anandam Budhi Vardhanam. How many?
Five.
Pratipadam Purna Amrita Svadhanam. Every time, sixth one. And Sarvatma Asnapanam. Seven. So, just I give an idea where to stop. Means one finish. There's a grammar here, some the way it ends that way. And this is all Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. These are all adjectives of qualities of the Sankirtanam. So what are those seven items? I mean, I had been, you know, since I joined, we were introduced to these verses, but only a few years ago, in fact, I realized, as I heard Chandramouli Maharaj giving seminar on this topic, oh, there are one, two, three, four, oh, there are seven items here. After 30 years, you know, then there was some idea. Oh, there are one, two, these many items are there, and they're all related with the Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So briefly, what are those items? I mean, if we all knew Sanskrit and all that, there was no need to talk further. As soon as you say Cheto Darpanam Arjanam, everything is understood. No more talk. But for us, we need explanation, and this is not our language, and it is not just the language. There's more to them, just words. These are spiritual words. Coming from spiritual world, these are spiritual words. And there's so much in there. Loaded. These words are loaded. Cheto darpanam arjanam. So as one chants the holy name, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, what happens? Cheto darpanam arjanam. Darpan, the mirror of chetaha, chetana, means either mind, you could call mind, could call the heart, you could call consciousness. Cleansing is done. Cleansing, cleansing, cleansing is done. As one chants the holy name of the Lord. And of course, as we go through, we will realize what kind of chanting cleanses the consciousness. The offenseless chanting. That is the topic of the next verse and the following verse. But just to give a hint or reminder. Cheto darpanam arjanam. The chanting could do the cleansing. And once consciousness is clean, that's a revolution in consciousness, and that's it. There's nothing more to be done. All year long we have one assignment. And what is that assignment? Cleansing the consciousness. Keep the consciousness clean. Make the consciousness clean. There's nothing less more to do than this. The consciousness is clean. That's it. You did everything that was desired, expected of you, of me. Cheto darpanam arjanam. And that becomes possible by this Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So that's one. Bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. And then when consciousness is clean, bhava davagni, bhava, this material existence, and This world has been described, material world has been described as Davagni. The world, or it's like a forest on fire, forest on fire. This world is on fire. As soon as we get up and we go to Radha Madhava's temple, the first thing, what all the Hare Krishna devotees say first thing in the morning? What do they say? Samsara dava nalalidha loka. This is what it is. This one is. Samsara dava nal. This world is on fire. Tapta. What is that? Tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam. Tava kathamritam. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. Tapta. It's on fire. Davagni. This world is full of fire. It's a fiery, it's a blazing fire, burning. So as soon as there is this kathamrit, namamrit, that fire is extinguished. And that namamrit is given to us by the spiritual master, so that's hence we glorify the spiritual master who gives us the holy name, and with the help of the holy name we extinguish that fire of the material existence. So the result is Davagni Nirvapanam. You're finished with the material world. You're finished with birth, death, old age and disease. Of course, finish with kaivalyam narakayate. You kick also the kaivalya mukti, the impersonal liberation. Once you have bhakti, once you have this chanting of the holy name, moksha laghu krit. The moksha becomes just laghu, just insignificant. But that's part of this. Bhavadavagni nirvapanam. And that is to Sriyaha Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Sriyaha, all good fortune for all the living entities. The Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large, we say. Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. You know, there's a white lotus, there's a word meaning, there's a white lotus, and from the white lotus comes the rays of benediction moon, and they're spreading everywhere, benedicting everywhere. There's also understanding how in the heart there's that lotus, the Lord is also there. Or as a holy name manifests, reveals unto the chanter in the heart, then that Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, all good fortune for that person. As he chants the holy name, and as holy name reveals unto the chanter, and all good fortune. Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Vidya is a knowledge, Vadhu is a wife, and Jivan is life. So the chanting of the holy name, the holy name, the Nam Sankirtan, Nam is a husband, Pati, and Vadhu, the wife, is a bhakti, the process of chanting, which is done with the knowledge, Vidya, this is Shakti. The Bhakti Devi is a person also. Tulsi Devi, there's a Bhakti Devi, there's a whole Bhakti, and there's a Gyan Vairagya, the two children of Bhakti Devi are Gyan and Vairagya, two children. So Bhakti Devi is there, that Bhakti is as Saraswati's husband is Krishna, the Ganga, Saraswati, Jamuna, their husband is the Lord. So this Vidya, the knowledge is some kind of, this is wife, the whole knowledge and the Bhakti performed with the knowledge, Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. Her life is the holy name, the Lord in the form of the holy name. He gives life to the wife in the form of Vidya, the knowledge. So this is how some explanation has been given of Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. Anandam Budhi Vardhanam. Anandam Budhi Vardhanam. So Ambudhi, ocean of Anand. And it says Vardhanam, ever expanding. The jiva is very tiny jiva. What is the size, length and breadth of jiva? Tip of the hair, you see the hair? You don't even see the hair. It's right there. And it's a long one here. 1 inch. But then you have to take a tip of the hair. And then what do you do? 100 parts. Take 1 part. Then what do you do? Another 100 parts. Take how much? How many parts? 1 part. And that's the length and breadth of the jiva. That's your size. There's no need to be. That makes you humble, right? If we would know our size, then it would be. Then tranadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina, that all would happen. This kind of also vidya vadhu jivanam, this kind of knowledge. So, any point I'm trying to make is, for living entity so tiny, if that small soul is drowned, could be even drowned in a drop of ocean would be like an ocean. Such a tiny soul could get drowned in a drop. Yes or no? Now to travel from, if that soul is in the middle of the drop of a ocean, a drop, to go across to see the end of that drop would be a lot longer. And then this living entity, this Nama Sankirtan, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, this is for, he gets the Anandambudhi, he gets the ocean of bliss, and not just ocean that is static or the fixed amount of water like we have wherever. Lord has, you can't move. One time Prabhupada was walking on the beach in Hawaii with his disciples, and then Prabhupada suddenly stopped and he said, this ocean has been ordered. The order for the ocean is, this is limit for you. You can't go a step forward. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharachara. So that morning Prabhupada had this comment to make as he was walking on the Pacific Ocean beach. He said, he's stopping. This ocean has been ordered. He cannot go forward. So that's, the ocean has a limit, although big ocean, deep ocean, depth is there. But still limit is there. But this Anandam Budhi. There's no limit. Vardhanam. Ever expanding. Ever expanding bliss is awaiting the chanter of the holy name. There's an invitation to join the Sankirtan movement, and this is what is waiting. Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purunamrita Rasasvadanam. As one chants the holy name, Pratipadam, at every step, Pratipadam, one step, two step, going from here to Lotus Building, from there to Prasadam Hall. How many steps? So many steps. At every step, Krishna consciousness is to be relished, could be relished. It's so relishable. At every step, at every moment. This is future. Once there's a cheto darpana marjanam, and all that has happened, vidya vadhu jivanam, then it results in anandam budhi vardhanam pratipadam purnam ritarasasvadanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing this at every step. Pratipadam purnam rita. Rasasvadanam. There's no dissatisfaction of any kind. There's no anxiety. We have no experience of this in life, this material world. But everybody that's aspiring for such a phase of life. Why is everyone aspiring for this? Because such thing exists. Such life exists. We like life of uninterrupted joy. Uninterrupted. Why is this desire in each person? Why is everyone desiring like this? Because such thing is possible. Such things are possible. By this Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Pratipadam Purnam Ritarasasvadanam. So that's the sixth item, and the seventh item is kind of, we already touched upon it. Sarvatma Snapanam says, Sarvatma, all the living entities, or each living entity in full way, in a complete way, Snapanam will be drowned, getting drowned. Getting absorbed in everything else, the material world would become non-existent and everything else, irrelevant, oblivious to the surroundings or material existence. Sarvatma snapanam, yes. Bathing of the self, yes. Sarva Atma Snapanam, bathing of the self. The self will bathe in the Param, and in the conclusion. So that's the seventh one. And Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. To such Sankirtan, let there be vijay, vijayate, victory. But what kind of victory? Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Not ordinary kind of victory, supreme victory. Sankirtan movement would become victorious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking like this, in his highest ecstatic emotions and feelings in Jagannath Puri, is talking to Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar. You know, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This holy name be victorious. Victory to the holy name. And then how far it would go? Every town, every village. The victory, not only in Mayapur, started, the Sankirtan started in Mayapur. The Sankirtan started in near Yogapit. There is a Srivas Angan, started there. Behind the doors and closed windows, started, that Sankirtan started there. And then with the request of Advaitacharya, Mahaprabhu had to go around chanting publicly all over Navadvip. And then Mahaprabhu was thinking, no, more people should be benefited. He took sannyas, he travels all over India, Bharatvarsha, spreading the holy name. And then his prediction was, this chanting, this Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram. If it is only limited to Yogapit and Shantipur, Mayapur, that's some victory. It goes all over India, that is some victory. But the supreme victory means everywhere, every town, every village. Nagaradi gram, sarvatta prachar hoibe morana. So that victory, Mahaprabhu, so Param Vijayate, the supreme victory meant his name will reach every town, every village of this world, of this planet. So this is what Mahaprabhu is thinking and talking. So that was not just some gossip somewhere taking place. That was Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtanaika Pitaro, the founder of the Sankirtan movement. He was sharing these thoughts confidentially to his most confidential associates. So what he whispered, recited, relished with his associates in his final, you could see where Sikshastak is here. This rest of the Chaitanya is Haridamrit here. Sikshastak is here. This is a final talk. Sikshastak versus a final talk. So these final talks, final pastimes. So the Sikshastak is part of the confidential pastimes, confidential guhyam, param guhyam. Thoughts of Mahaprabhu, which have been made available to us in the form of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in their Chaitanya Charitamrita is Sikshastak. And we get to hear in Mayapur as we have come to celebrate 521st birth anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, may Mahaprabhu reveal the deeper inner meanings of his 8 verses, Sikshastak, unto us, as we study these verses day after day for 3 more days. So thank you very much for joining us today, and so remember to remember basic shastak. Try to learn by heart or word meanings. Maybe tomorrow some of you could say, today I learned this verse. I only knew one before. Trinadabhi Sunishan, everyone knows, right? Some temple they chant that in the morning. Along with the pranam mantra they chant, Trinadabhi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Some temples they chant this verse and immediately Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Devotees begin chanting, begin to chant the names. So you could memorize, give some time, devote some time to memorize all the 8 verses or some of the verses, or 1-2 verses a day, and you'll memorize all the 8 verses. So tomorrow we'll have signboard with the verses also, verses of the day. So, any questions so far?
Thank you for your enlightening discourse on Sri Shikshastakam overview and first verse. You mentioned that Shikshastakam is very intimately related with Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So you mentioned there are 8 Hares, 4 Krishnas, 4 Ramas, and you said Ram is also Krishna. So how is that? How is Ram also Krishna?
Rama. Like Krishna, Krishna comes, word, the root word is Krish. It's one who, the attractive, all attractive. One who attracts. Yakarshati sa Krishna. One who attracts all the living entities, that is Krishna. So that is Krishna part. And in Ram, there's a dhatu or root word, verb is aram. Aram means to enjoy. From ram comes ram. So Krishna is, and then it says, ram is described in 2 ways. Ramati Ramayati cha iti Ramaha. Rama is that person, personality, who enjoys, the enjoyer. If you want to call Lord enjoyer, then you call him Ram. If you want to call Lord, God is great, then you call Allah. Like that. A different names of the Lord convey different meanings. So Ram is the enjoyer. Bhoktaram.